It's the Daily Talk Show episode 676.
Happy Easter, you absolute gronks. How are we? What's going on? I've just got my little Easter bunny and my Easter egg in my hand. I feel sick. Who's been eating Easter eggs? Oh, not many, but I've just been eating other food and just continuously all weekend. And so I will eat this as we do the show, though. It's just my whole day's literally been trying to get Bodhi not to eat and get into the pantry. Like he's got the stool out. He's getting up. He's getting into the kitchen, into the cupboard, finding the eggs somewhere. Like Amy just caught him then, had the bunny in his hand, and Amy said, "Put it down," and he just took a bite and ran. And then someone knocked on the front door. I thought it was the cops, man. I was like, fuck, it sounded like they were about to, you know, kick down the front door. And then Bodhi and I ran over, and there is a tube that had 20 of these eggs in it and another big Kinder Surprise egg, and it was the next door neighbours. They gave
so
us
nice.
More eggs. So it was lovely. But at that point, I'm just like, oh, no, here we go again.
This is not Sebs, have you had any chocolate?
Yeah, well, I mean, so last night Sam made donuts, but he made like with the, I don't know what they were, like leftovers or whatever mixture, he made these like little balls that are like of donuts, and then he coated them in chocolate. So I had a few of those last night.
Yum.
And then this morning, I had a chocolate bar, and there were a bunch of all those mini Easter eggs. So I had like, I don't know, I've probably had 10 of those. So
did you have your smoothie?
Chocolate bar.
No, I still haven't had brekkie yet. So,
did you have chocolate for breakfast, Sebs?
Yeah.
Oh, you've really gone.
Yeah, I've blown it.
Balls deep. Nah, good on you. Good on you, mate. It's good to see you loosening up.
Well, I wasn't going to have any because it wasn't my, day of
cheat day
eating your cheat day. But then I saw all these kids on Instagram eating eggs. I was like, fuck this. So then Bree and I ended up doing sort of this panic buy whatever we could get at the shops.
Oh, so you had none?
Because we were responsible. But then by the end of it, we're like, nah, we need to sort this out.
Where did you actually go to buy them?
So Bree was very particular on what eggs she wanted. And so she went to a few different shops. I tapped out and ended up going home. But she went to like six different shops. We ended up with an assortment. We had some hot cross buns as well. So I'm coming down off the sugar high right now.
I can hear it in your voice. I'm going to go for that's not where you'd normally hear you're coming down off a sugar high, but it sounds like you've been yelling. More chocolate! No. I'm going to go for a big walk, maybe 5-10 Ks after this.
I went for the walk this morning. I think I took too many duck photos. I got sort of drawn in by some ducks, and I took 600 photos, and 300 of them were of ducks.
Well, all of them on the 7200?
In fairness, isn't it? How many photos does that take per second?
Yeah.
So if you held it down like for a
it
second.
It can take 11 frames a second.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. But at least you get the every facial expression of a duck. Do they have facial expressions?
Yeah, they're interesting ducks. Spent a lot of time
you're
with
the
them.
Duck expert. What do you think?
Yeah, well, no, they're quite friendly. They were coming up quite close, which isn't helpful because I did only have the 70-200 mm lens, and so I'm sort of like the minimum focal distance was a barrier. The problem is that there's no real good way with the camera I have to quieten the shutter. There's some cameras like the A7S. Where you can have silent shutter mode. But I did feel like this morning using the long lens and that camera, the combo makes it impossible to sort of be discreet.
And it's the combination of a creep, really.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And then the other thing that happened is the belt. Have you seen the sort of belt that I have?
As in for the camera strap belt?
No, my belt, my actual
your
pants belt.
Just cowboy
your pants
one.
Belt. Hang on, I have seen it. Why have I seen that? You've taken it off at some point.
I've seen it.
It feels like a weird thing to have noticed. I've seen it. You've had it for quite some time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like...
It's got a pattern on it. It's got any sort of...
And so the thing it's sort of woven
yeah. together.
Yeah. Yep. But the thing is that it can get a little bit, it can sort of undo. And so I was in the bushes with my long lens and the fucking belt went. And so I had to fix my belt as all these people are walking past. I was so self-conscious.
The guy with the long lens.
So annoying. Because I was like, Brie, I can't do my pants down. So just fine, you're with me, it's fine.
I was so annoyed. I went to, I was so annoyed that I didn't tell this guy to pull his, put his fly back up. Mm-hmm. Lovely guy at a patisserie near my place. And I just got a coffee and I saw his fly was right down, just really noticeable. And I didn't say anything. I should have said something. You think I should have said something? I was just going to, there's a joke. It's like, are you afraid of heights? And they say, no. You say, well, your fly is or something. I've heard that one before. I've had that one done to me before.
I feel like it's a slightly different. I feel like it's a little bit more nuanced than that.
What, the joke?
The joke.
Let me have a look.
What would you even say though?
Fly joke. That, I mean, that's, you could do it in the joke form. Your fly is unzipped. Here we go.
I think I'd prefer just a clear, hey mate, you fly. Rather than some sort of quirky
thing I have to try and understand.
Stupid alternative methods of notifying someone that their fly is unzipped.
Oh, here we go.
The cucumber has left the salad. Robin has left the hood.
Oh, no.
Someone tore down the wall and your Pink Floyd is hanging out. No, that's a bit much.
Yeah, and they're very...
you've got Windows on your laptop. I don't get that one.
No.
Your soldier ain't so unknown anymore. Quasimodo needs to back needs to go back in the tower.
Where are you reading this?
I just found this mistupid.com. let me see. You've got your fly set for Monica instead of Hillary. oh my god. That's a bit much.
Sebs, what show or movie were you watching last night?
The Invention of Lying with Ricky Gervais. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah,
such a great concept. Like, it is so clever.
Yeah,
I mean, a world where no one has ever lied before.
Mm.
It's so great.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I mean, everything he writes is, I quite like his humor. So,
well, I was wondering about that with your sort of sense of humor.
No sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, do you reckon your sense of humor also dictates what you find funny? Like what?
That's what the sense of humor is, I guess.
No, well, I'm talking like. Oh, sorry. I was thinking about what we were. Remember how we were like we're talking about your humor for yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you could be dry humor within yourself. Does that mean you find dry humor funny mm-hmm. when you're watching it?
Yeah, sure.
That's what you understand what I'm saying? Like,
if you like the humor that you sort of partake in normally.
Yes, yes. Like, if you're mm-hmm. a dirty jokes person, do you mm-hmm. just love dirty? Do you get around them hard, or it's just you like them personally?
You know, I was thinking that it could be fun during sort of all this time, whatever we want to call it, lockdown, social distancing, for Sevs to do a weekly comedy review.
A comedy review?
Yeah, so like watch a comedy film. I'd love to see him.
Is it comedy or is it rom-com? Like, what are the boundaries?
I'd love to just see you review an Adam Sandler film.
Oh, my God. Okay. I watched one last night.
What'd you watch?
I can't remember. No.
Joe Rogan was talking about that being a great film.
I've talked about that being a great film. One of my favorites. It is so funny. This one was
I've never seen it, so I should watch it.
I've only seen Grown Ups from Adam Sandler, so that's pretty bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't even know that was his film.
Hang on, I'm going to tell you this film that I watched last night.
Jasmine's just said The Butcher is Open as another way to tell someone the fly is open.
The Butcher is Open.
The Butcher is Open.
I like that. I think you'd be like, pardon? I'd just reel off five of these. Sorry, mate, what? Just what are you saying, mate?
Easter Sunday it's a bit confusing too because we are trying to work out what is open and what's not open.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit sort of... confusing.
You might want meat for a good lunch today, so it's a bit hard.
The film I watched was Blended. It's awesome. It's like a... It's just clever. Netflix? Yeah, it's on Netflix.
And it's an Adam Sandler film?
Adam Sandler with his mate Drew Barrymore. And it's just great. It's just subtle comedy. And he's just a winner. But he, like, that would be so hard. I mean, his bank balance really sort of speaks volumes of the success of his comedy writing, because he's very, very wealthy from his films. But then he also has a lot of heat on him. Like your day that you had yesterday, feeling down the dumps, just because people mocked your music. Imagine being that guy. Imagine being Adam Sandler.
I was thinking, thinking about actually having people coming after you. You know, like that's, and the amount of DMs that I'm not going to go into all the DMs, but I did I'm sorry for yesterday, everyone. I'm
imagine,
fine.
Yeah, you're feeling all good. You're all good.
Stop DMing me. I'm tired today, to be honest.
Your voice. You can, it's, yeah, you went hard chasing ducks. Yeah. To try and
It was a bit of a manic day yesterday. I posted 3 photos of myself in a row within about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Were you looking, what was the,
I was on Google Photos because I was trying to find the costume.
So was I at that same point.
Yeah, because it was a costume thing. We were trying to find good photos of us with costumes. I was like, here's a throwback. You know what? I want to post this one now. Fuck it. I'll post them all now. Yeah.
I tell you what I learned before I get back to Adam Sandler, because I found an article that says the science behind why we hate Adam Sandler. Now, imagine if you had that article, Josh.
Yeah.
You'd have chronic fatigue for sure. You'd be so tired.
I mean, the thing is that Craig Harper's been talking about all the haters. Have you seen his Instagram post?
Has he got haters?
I don't even have... The thing is, I don't have haters. I just have people that disagree with me and I just get upset. Did you see Lisa on the DMs?
No. In our account?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one. Sorry. I thought you meant Lisa Stevenson. I thought she was coming in to coach you.
No, other Lisa.
I did see Lisa.
Lisa thinks I need to stop being a sook.
Yeah.
Which then I accused her of drinking while sending these messages, which really pissed her off. So,
what I found from going through the photo, like Google Photos, if you don't know what it is, you should have it so you can upload all of your digital photos so you can search through them. Year, people, faces, just think you can type in anything and, you know, you could type in tree and then it'll come up with photos
that's so
that you've
handy.
Taken of a tree. It's so
Do you
handy.
Find any good ones?
Mate, I have, like, I used to take out a camera when I would party, and I reckon I was probably the only one, maybe one other person in my friendship circle, a close friend that would do it. So I'm
was it
one
a
of
pink
the only
point
ones.
And shoot? That's a classic.
Nah, I didn't have that one. I had that same. Actually, I put it behind me. Hang on a second. This is it. It's a little Izexus 130.
Oh, that's great.
It's a great little camera in your pocket. Love it. Anyway, just so many photos of us getting loose. Just debauchery. Like nude, like people nude, like warehouse parties where people are just in their undies. It's so many people. I was like, oh my God, there's blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, there's blah, blah, blah. Like I had photos there from parties that I know these people now, acquaintances. I'm not even really friends with them, but they're in my camera.
You should do
it's
a
amazing.
LinkedIn series.
Oh, yeah.
Just
where
tagging
are they
up
now?
To it. Yeah. CEO, like, here's them at 21, you know?
God, there is some of that shit. There's some people that have good jobs now that probably wouldn't want those photos. Yeah. I could imagine.
You, on the other hand, you don't. you can share them.
Mate,
what could be worse than this?
You've got a free pass when you've been a stripper. Man, there would be photos somewhere of me doing that shit. Mm. Anyway, it's but I was just I started texting them. Jules Land, I was like, mate, remember when you could actually get drunk with your mates? And I was just it was in that moment of thinking like this is crazy what we're going through right now, and looking at these memories from when you used to be able to like you take for granted. I took all my 20s for granted partying. Mm. 18, 19, 20. Like, it's crazy. The skinny mate, like people that are now muscly, like I got so many, everyone's just so scrawny and young.
How did you feel mentally when you were going through all the photos?
It's pretty triggering because they're not, like if you were, you know, taking drugs, you know, when you're younger, it's like I remember the sort of vibe that it was all the partying scene. It like makes you feel a bit yuck. I'm just like, oh. But at the same time, it was, I'm usually triggered like that, thinking, oh, yuck, I remember those sort of dark times. They're not dark, but they're just like, you're just a bit lost. You haven't sort of got your purpose yet, and you're kind of just, you know, trying to find it at Revolver at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning. It's not the place where you find your purpose, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I had more of a, it was more just a bit grateful for having put in the effort out there on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. It was like,
what does that
I'm
mean?
I'm glad I experienced all that. Because imagine if the way forward is not that. Like you can't. We can't party. It's not going to be as loose as it once was. The restrictions, like if it does really change, I was like, I am kind of grateful that I gave it a fair nudge.
Mm-hmm. Everything was just
me drunk and everyone drunk. So it's just the drunk series.
I thought of a bit of a game that we could play. I've called it the New
Duck
World.
Is it?
Yeah, Darren the Duck. So no, yeah. It's called the New World game. And what I've done is I've created current limitations that we have through the through all of the social distancing and all the rules and all that sort of shit, and basically put one or the other. So you have to pick whether you're going to have one thing or another thing, but you can't have both. Okay.
Oh yeah. So it's like choosing.
So we'll go through, and I want to get your answers as we go.
Okay,
I've got
great. Yep.
Four of them here. Okay. We'll start. TJ, you answer, and then you answer, Sevs.
Yep.
Okay. All state borders open or AFL back on TV?
State borders open.
State borders.
Okay. Why?
Family. Imagine if you had your mum and dad who are sick in another state and you couldn't get through. Mate, footy, you know, there's just watch reruns of 2017 season.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'd be the most hated person in Australia, to be honest. It's, you know, it's well worth it. Well
worth
it's
fine. It.
Well, I mean, I don't follow footy, and then I can catch up with Grace. So,
great.
So oh, that, now that's an answer that's correct. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Yep.
Two. Go to the beach or have a house party.
Swimming, like actually going to the beach.
Yeah, go to the beach.
I reckon the beach, because you can always have a party at the beach.
Yeah, the beach.
Okay. Eat in at a restaurant or get your hair cut?
Oh, you can still get it cut.
Yeah, we'll just
for America. Let's pretend.
Yeah.
I think get a haircut.
Yeah, haircut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to the gym or go to the shopping center?
Gym.
Gym.
Okay. Mate, shopping centers can be.
I'll do your shopping then.
Shopping center. I'm thinking like
Westfield, Shopper. Doncaster.
Yeah, yeah. Shopper. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that can. That, yeah.
No interest.
No interest.
Okay. Well, that was a fun game.
Oh, that's all.
that was all I had. But I thought maybe I could do four every single.
Did you come up with those?
Yeah, I just.
Did I thought you had an app or something. That's a great game.
Oh, good.
That's a great. Game.
I thought that the New World rules.
Yeah.
TikTok, I've come up with a TikTok for you to do with Bodhi.
Oh, great.
So I'll post
today,
it.
Not please, because he's fucking high as a kite.
Do you reckon he could do, well, no, this is perfect. Do you think that he could do a choreographed dance?
Nah.
What like, about if he was just following you?
Oh, I mean, they're pretty, like I spent a little bit of time trying to learn one. And then I have a lot, like I've done Cory before. I've done hip hop dance.
Did you have to
classes.
Do it for stripping?
Yeah. It's full routine. Nat Harris has been on the show. Her sister, Jasna, taught it to me. She's a dance teacher. And it's hard. And so I have the people who, like Kevin Hart did this dance with his wife, and I was like, mate, that would have taken you a long time to fucking learn.
Yeah.
Like, you've spent a lot of time. People are spending a lot of time. I guess it's good because it's active. Like, people are being physical in this.
Yeah.
But they are tough. So I just know the little Gronk Bodhi is going to struggle.
Will you give it a go?
Yeah, if it's yeah, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
What is it? What's the? What well, is no,
so
song?
I'll put it on Instagram. So it's just okay, you're gonna great. Have to dress up like Bodhi, like or you and Bodhi are gonna have to look the same.
Yeah, easy.
Or how do you feel? The other one is you doing the. I've been really enjoying the ones where the guy stands still and the girl sexy dances and then they switch.
Oh yeah, that's who good did fun. That recently?
There's been a bunch of them. It's very funny. Would you do that one?
Oh no. Alex Icon did it.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it? With me.
<Yes. laughs>
He looks good in a dress.
Yeah. Babin.
Yeah. Sebs, I mean, you've been on TikTok, you're struggling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I came across was just a bunch of videos of people slapping ham on other people's faces.
Ham?
Ham, yeah. So you walk, it's like playing a song or whatever, you walk around and then when the beat drops, you throw ham at someone's face and so it makes the noise of the ham hitting their face.
Is this because you follow Jason Andre on
this is on
TikTok?
This is on the Daily Talk Show TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and then there were a couple
there's
like
there's not much creativity
ones.
To it, do you think?
No, there's, I mean, no, there's not. Are you it's not do fun your... for anyone involved either. Mm.
Tulsi slide.
Yeah.
It's probably the easiest one you could be nominated for.
Mm-hmm. Would you do one so with your mum, Sebs?
I mean, I don't know how much she wants to do that.
It's probably
she
as
actually,
much as
she
you,
actually
but you're
asked.
Do
she,
it.
Yeah, look, she asked me. Maybe it was either this morning or yesterday. She was like, "Are we really having to do a TikTok?"
It'd be good fun. Like,
nah.
I mean, about if you would, like, it's a good bonding exercise. There's whole family ones that you could do.
I was about to say, I think it'd be better off doing a whole family one.
So there is one where in Step Brothers where they do the singing in the car.
Mm.
Do you know that scene? Like I can't actually remember the scene, but someone did it really well. It's the whole family like driving and they're harmonizing.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's another fun one, a dance I can share with you, Sevs. Quite easy. It's like you're swimming and then you're sort of running on the spot and then you're swimming. It's funny. Anyway.
Okay.
What did you say to your mum when she said, do we really have to do this?
I said no.
Oh, mate. Come on, mate.
What are you out of 100 today, Mace?
Probably 75, I reckon. 75, 80.
It's quite high for you.
Quite, is it?
Yeah, I feel like it's
well, actually, I felt good because we had some rocks that we had to move from the backyard into the front. And, me, Sam, James and Mum, we all went out and did it and had a bit of fun. So that
nothing
was nice.
Like getting your percentage up by lifting rocks.
Yeah.
That's good. What are you, TJ? Yeah.
I reckon had a nap, so 65 to 70.
That's good.
Back of the weekend, feeling just lethargic. Probably drank too much over the
65
weekend.
Is good.
So yeah.
Drinking really does. Like I reckon the day after is where I feel it the most. Not in like a tired way, but just in a spending a lot of time on my phone kind of way, you know?
Oh, just like down a rabbit hole. Like almost...
Yeah.
It's like your brain's been put on standby, like your computer. Mm-hmm.
And then the thing is, I let people into my little bit of paranoia I have. And now, so everyone DMs you directly about the paranoia, which makes you more paranoid. I was hemorrhaging followers yesterday. I lost 5 followers from all my posts.
Did you? Yeah. God, have you got that thing installed that tells you?
You got a notification.
I got a notification when someone, because we... For people who are new to the show, there was a guy named Stefan. I never said his actual name. I used to call him Stephen in the show when I tell the story. A cinematographer, worked on a shoot with him, got along really well. And I checked Facebook, wanted to show someone his work. And all of a sudden we weren't friends on Facebook. And so I sent him an email just saying, hey, mate, what's going on? Why aren't we friends anymore? I'm on LinkedIn. Do you want to connect on there? So I don't have a great track record.
He gave you the response that you required in that moment.
He didn't respond.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he should have done. And
yeah, but
that.
I think that like let's not pretend like I haven't always been like this.
I see what you mean. But I think it's maybe people. I think there's probably more people like you, Josh, in that respect, but won't say it. Like they understand the gravity of letting this out into the air, into the abyss, and people hearing it and going, "You're fucking wild, dude." Mm. That is outrageous.
Seb said that Shannon couldn't listen to yesterday's episode.
Shannon.
Was that true?
I don't know if she made it the whole way through, but yeah.
Because of what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You did go pretty hard, but I mean, I guess Shannon? When you're in that mood, you just double down on it. So
do you think I was mean to Shannon? I don't think I was. It wasn't directed at Shannon.
I don't know.
Well, because this is the thing. There wasn't a single voice. It was just, it felt like Gemma's was messaging me. She wasn't happy. She didn't like that I used the word attacked. She says, "You're always saying you're being attacked. You're not being attacked." Anyway, I said I wasn't going to bring it. I told myself I wouldn't bring it up. But anyway, I wasn't attacked, Gemma. I was just...
How would you feel about someone writing an article of the science behind why we hate Josh Jansen?
Look, it would make a lot of sense. Maybe I can explain my own self-hate. You know, no. No, that sounds good. We can do that.
On our blog?
Would you write it, Sebs? Goldie Guts has a bit of a science background. Could we get who could we get? Oh, what about Grace? The biological sort of reasons right why down. We hate Josh Jansen. You could use my 23andMe details if that's at all helpful.
Oh, I think definitely.
Why about Josh Adam Jansen Sandler. Is genetically annoying.
I was going to say something about your thumbs, but two thumbs up. So like Adam Sandler, I think it becomes a thing where people who might not have even cared about his movies start, you know, when it becomes a thing, it becomes a meme. Not saying you're becoming a meme, Josh, but Sandler's movies being like, oh, here's another one is like... Yeah, someone said in the comments, it's like he's winning. He makes films with his best friends. Yeah, he's always got the same people in the films. It's like...
But you can only enjoy that once you're at Adam Sandler level.
Yeah.
Beforehand, it's a little bit painful, isn't it, when you just got a podcast, you know? Jordan Michaelides says, hello, kids. How's JJ doing today? Jordan Michaelides loves to psychoanalyze me on DMs. I posted yesterday that I was looking at getting a DJ deck so that I could play music and sort of feel a little bit more comfortable. And he thought it was me not addressing the real issues.
What's the real issues, Jordan?
Yeah, well, he was saying like, he went into a lot of detail and I just sort of doubled down that I want to get the DJ deck. But what we've ended up, Brie and I spoke about it and she agreed that it needed to do something, but I didn't need to get the DJ deck. And so I'm getting the $30 iPad app that will allow me to bring in Spotify songs, but I'll still be able to sort of mix them and change tempo and beat match.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's going to be fun. Like George is into music, right? Like he bought a whole setup, a whole DJ setup. I know he hasn't told you this.
What?
Because it seems like a weird flex. George. He bought this, it's up at his mum's place. He's got a full kit that like you can make music on it. Like you can produce from ground up stuff.
Oh, that's good fun.
Tap pads and shit. Mm-hmm. Like so he is, but he didn't use it. But George could be throwing the decks.
I mean, we've heard his My Humps a cappella, if that's the things you go by.
No, I want you to come back strong next week, JJ.
Yeah.
You won't hear a peep out of anyone. If anything,
well, I don't
we'll
want
just
that
have,
either.
We'll
I just want everything to be normal. There. It's that whole thing. This is like when I had my blow up with my parents or whatever, and then the next time they're all nice to me, and then I just can't handle that either. But I'm joking. Like, in all seriousness, especially Lisa, who was saying, should I read out now? I won't read out.
No,
Lisa.
You don't need to.
That wasn't that mean. That was like a bit of fun.
I'm not sooking, Lisa. It's a bit of gear. I understand that it's ridiculous. I understand there's more important stuff in the world. Sebs, have we got any
email? But you feel it hard. You do.
I do.
That's the thing. It's like I said it on yesterday's show. You know it's gear, but you also are so caught up in the feeling of it. which is the beauty for the people laughing or in pain with you, but it's also the hard bit for you.
I feel like it annoys Sevs though. I feel like Sevs was quiet on the text yesterday.
I was quiet on it, really? You reckon? I mean, I'm a little bit annoyed, but...
Why were you annoyed?
You messaged a lot yesterday about it. I just thought you'd potentially let it go a little bit. You kept sending me screenshots of all the messages, so...
I was hoping for you to just be my, like, it's all cool, man, but you just, like, one-word responses.
Yeah.
Just
Jordan Michaelides, I'm not psychoanalyzing, Josh. I'm just trying to help a fellow anxious wreck. Love you.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks. Thanks, Jordan. I think nothing bothered me, but when I know that I'm upsetting Sevs, that's when it really hurts. Oh, I didn't mean to upset you, Sevs.
It's all good.
At one point I said something like, you're like, well, aren't we our thoughts? And I was like, no. I was thinking so deeply.
Well, that's the whole thing around, like, people say that, right? Like, yeah, you're not your thoughts.
Well, you're beyond it. There is a place beyond it, and you can't sometimes control your thinking. And so you can play with where you're placing focus, which can pull you out of the thoughts and stuff. But a lot of the time for people, they can't, like, thoughts are flying into their mind.
But don't you think we are out? Because I understand the whole sort of philosophical, like, you're not your thoughts or whatever.
I think I get what you're saying, but there's a massive disempowerment in ultimately believing that you are what you think. I get the sentiment around, like, if you are thinking negative thoughts, you will be negative. But there has to be a control beyond that, which is, I'm not my thinking. My thoughts are happening. And am I choosing to sort of be them or not is the next layer. And so it's like, it is just about it. Like, it's the perspective is a way of removing the identity of you and your thoughts. If anything, the belief system and stuff is forming more of sort of how we are responding and acting and how we're triggered and stuff like that. So anyway,
I was going to bring some positive news. I was going to do like a good news story as a way of sort of changing my brand. I want to sort of rebrand into the guy that's bringing all the light, you know, into the darkness.
So what did you have? Did you have anything?
I didn't have time, mate. I was on TikTok. But
I've got something for you, though.
Yeah.
I always love these. We've done this a bit. It's sayings and their origins. It's a good one for a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Go cold turkey. What do you think that means? Like, you know what
where
it means.
Where does it come from?
Where does it come from? Where do you think it comes from, JJ?
Cold turkey? Cold turkey, I reckon, is about... So going cold turkey just means completely removing something or completely like going all in. And so cold turkey, I reckon, has something to do with don't bother heating it up. I reckon it's probably some sort of Thanksgiving thing. It's like, you know what? Just eat the turkey cold.
That's right. I was going to go on the route of... If the turkey's cold, you're not going to talk over a cold turkey. Like, if there's a turkey that you're eating, like Thanksgiving or whatever, right? And it's warm, everyone's talking, you're all around the turkey like for lunch. But if it goes cold, then no one's going to want to be there and be talking. So,
yeah.
Everyone goes silent.
You're both wrong.
Is it got something to do with waking up in the morning?
Nah, it's so the history. People believed that during withdrawal, the skin of drug addicts became translucent, hard to the touch, and covered with goosebumps, like the skin of a plucked turkey.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's almost like you can see through the skin.
You know, I like that. That was great.
I got a couple of others if you want one. Do you want another one?
I reckon do one a day.
Yeah, one a day.
I think it's good.
A great sight.
And then for real, lift me up, Sev's email.
We got a lovely email from Julia. She said, "Hey Gronks, just wanted to write in and thank you all for continuing to produce this amazing content. I'm a final year student nurse and a midwife, and whilst the rest of the university world has paused their practicals and transitioned to online classes, my hospital placements are still running. I always listen to you on my commute to placements, so I can't express how nice it is to have a sense of normality and structure in my life right now, simply through listening to you on my daily drive. It might sound insignificant, but it truly makes a world of difference during this crazy, stressful time. Goes to show we can all make a difference, big or small, to help each other through this pandemic. And you boys are helping a lot more than you realize. Thank you. Happy Easter. Stay safe. Julia."
Happy Easter.
Thanks, Julia. That was nice.
It was lovely.
Feel free to send through your song request, Julia, on the Spotify playlist as well.
Felipe said, is Friday dress-ups happening? Yes, it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, so we got the different suggestions. I took some screen grabs. Did you screen grab them too, Sevs?
Yeah, I got a few. So Stuart, he reckons we should do Stranded. He's thinking Lost, Castaway, or Aussie Survivor vibes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be easy for me.
That'd be easy for you.
Just a bit of neck beard. I could organise that for Friday.
Amy says, dress up as your favourite The Daily Talk Show host.
I feel like that would be real painful for me. So I'd prefer if we didn't. Just fucking 30 Tommies and 10 Sebs.
Yeah. What else is there?
I mean, Ian said, whatever you have, which...
good one, Ian.
I guess, yeah.
I get it. It's speaking to what's going on at the moment.
But also, Ian's got a Red Foo outfit. That's why he's
how great
that.
Was that?
He's pushing for a Red Foo theme.
Yeah. A few other suggestions. Something formal, Joe Exotic theme.
Yeah, that was from M.
Crazy hair day, like in primary school.
Was that you, TJ? Did you say the crazy hair one?
Do you remember that? They used to do crazy hair day?
The problem with crazy hair day was the mess. It sort of really gets in your hair. Like, it can really fuck your hair.
Oh, I mean, it depends on what you're using.
Hairspray. Like coloured hairspray.
Oh, the coloured spray. Yeah, I remember that, like, getting sweaty and it just dripping down my face.
Yeah. Well, footy day, it was a big one. Like, you would spray your hair and it would just, like, ruin cushions and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Leah says a maths dinner party theme as well.
That would be real trashy.
I can't get lip injections that quickly. No one's open.
Could you imagine me on a show like Big Brother if I was to like lean into it and just be the insecure baby that I can be?
I don't know
sometimes.
If you'd pass the psychological testing, to be honest.
They wouldn't let me on.
Like, I honestly don't think they would.
He's pretty tweaked.
Yeah, but he's still... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you know, you're pretty spot on there. Seems really sweet. I don't know. I mean, that's what they want, right? They're looking for people who are on the cusp of craziness, but you know, they won't be liable if they fall over the other side, which I can't promise that with you.
But the other thing too is I worry
you'd be
that
like
people...
Gretel hates me. Gretel wants me gone.
But the thing is that I love the Friday night drinks. Like, it is a lot of fun.
It is great. And
it feels like we've almost... That's almost graduating from a friendship level. Like, Gronks, we've had our first blow up. Like, let's move on. We're bigger and better than ever. Yeah, it did feel a little bit like the whole handcuff uncle incident, you know? Just fucking all of a sudden people aren't talking and Shannon's not joining the chat anymore. Morning, Shannon. Do you reckon she's just busy because of... Where's Grace? She's not in the chat either. Where is everyone?
I mean, they
Shannon Grace.
They'll learn how to get through these. Sevs and I have learned.
Yeah,
we know how to weather the storm. You just don't let it affect you. Like, you got to just, mate.
It wasn't personal. I wasn't attacking.
It wasn't.
Men.
No, sure. It's all good.
Or do you think I was,
mate? I don't know. This is how I survive, mate. I don't invest at all mentally.
So you just gotta let it go. Can we just have a reset? Yeah. So I'm gonna let it go, but you need to let it go too.
I've let it go. I accept your
apology.
You
start messaging me normally?
Yeah, sure.
God, now I feel the burden on Sev's. Yeah. God, Josh's mental health is in Sev's hands right now.
Yeah. But why was he so... What is your pushback on just being nice to me again?
What do you mean? I'm always nice to you.
If anyone,
Nick says, is that a tube of lube in the bookcase behind Sev's?
No, it's sunscreen.
Sunscreen, baby.
I do have a purple bottle. It's not lube, but it is massage cream for like sore muscles and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It does make you tingle, but...
Yeah, but not in your dingle.
Not where you want. Yeah.
Anyway, so that is happening. Sev, so we sent that email out?
No, I'm sending it to Savo.
Sending out an email to the Gronks who were involved.
You're just
going to
use
Friday
the two field
drinks.
Now that everyone has their email address.
Yeah, I was thinking of just double downing on it. Yeah.
And so, we're taking suggestions for costumes for next Friday night drinks through email, which you'll get if you're on the VIP Gronks
list. VIP Gronk list.
And shoot us through anyway, Instagram.
Felipe
Facebook.
Says, why do you guys call Mason Sevs? So. Sevs. In Australia, we shorten everything. And so his nickname was Mr. 97. And so Sevs is sort of like shortened 97. Sevs.
So it could be Felipe, Lipe, Pay. I'm going to start calling you Pay.
Pay wave.
Pay's back.
PayPal.
I think it's an Australianism.
Mr. Money.
Mr.
Like,
Money.
Amy, so I call Amy Amos, and then I've taken that to Mossy. So Amos, Amy, Amos, Moss, Mossy, Mostyn. Like I get Mostyn. Further down the...
Mostyn.
Mostyn. Yeah, I get further down. Like I legit, and they stick too. Like I just, they go so far down the rabbit hole. Anyway.
He likes, Felipe likes PayPal.
That's
good. Yeah. PayPal's good. Great. Can I just say Apple Pay is great. I mean, I've only used it like yesterday. I used it to buy some stuff.
Oh,
but
it's
like, yeah, I mean, the checking out's great. It's so easy.
Hang on. You're talking about in websites, right?
Yeah. In websites,
yeah. I was going to say, have you literally just used this down at the shops? Your phone's pay tag. I used it for Quad Lock. I bought a Quad Lock for my iPhone 11. Yeah, I got one. It's coming on Tuesday.
You don't have the Quad Lock yet?
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming this week. I feel like I feel it's dangerous times for me right now with this phone because it's slippery.
Oh, it's Intuit, isn't it?
I paid it on checkout. Yeah, it's Intuit. I paid it on checkout. But then it would be so annoying because there's no Apple shops open until... Oh, maybe they're open now or later in the month. It'd be annoying.
I don't think
they're
open yet.
Anyway, paid it on the checkout, Sevs. Great.
So
has all
easy,
your details, has your mailing address. Oh, fuck, so good.
Rob in the chat says, LOL, it's funny how sometimes they get longer than the original names.
Yeah.
Felipe says that in Brazil, they call him Lipe or Fe. Or F-E.
Fee.
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 Fee. That makes sense.
Felipe.
I like Fee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lyndon says, iPhone 11 flex there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his favourite flex.
Gonna get it in.
How much did it cost you?
Don't know. Don't think about that. You pay monthly.
What do you reckon it is?
It's probably about $700 cheaper than yours. It's probably $2,000 by the end of it. Is it?
Expensive phone, isn't it?
Phones are seriously expensive. I bought that. So I mean, we all got these before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the economy shitting itself. I wonder if people will start thinking twice about spending $140 a month on their phone. Like, I mean, the thing is, you justify it too easily when you work and you use it for creating content.
And that wide angle's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about that wide angle, isn't it? And that night mode.
How's that telephoto, Josh?
I never use a telephoto. Why is that so funny?
Just because you've got the pro and we don't have it.
Yeah.
It's useless.
I know.
You see, yeah.
But anyway. I got it for the battery. When you're doing 10 hours a day, you need that big battery.
What is your screen time, just quickly? What is it?
Oh, I got pushed. It's a Sunday here in Australia, so I got sent like a, you know.
Your weekly wrap-up?
Yeah, it was like average 5 hours and 40 minutes a day.
Oh, really?
Five hours and 46 minutes of screen time per day last week, which is,
I'm 8 hours 40.
Per day?
Yeah, per day.
Last week?
Yes, 17. This is for the whole week. 17 hours. Oh, no, 18 hours on Instagram, 15 hours on Messenger.
How many hours in total a week on Instagram last week?
60 hours and 43 minutes.
No.
Sorry. On Instagram, 17:50.
Yeah, 29 hours, 20 minutes for me.
And that was just on Instagram. That was just yesterday.
That was,
unbelievable how we found 29 hours in a day.
No, yesterday I did a total screen time of 10 hours, 20 minutes.
Far out.
Yeah, it's not good. Jeez. But yesterday I spent 5 hours, 24 minutes on Instagram. It's because you weren't writing back to my texts.
God.
We're all good. I'm not being a sook. We're all good.
And I'll start messaging normally. It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
Sevs, if you need some sort of counselling service based on,
I'll message you.
Just message me.
If this is a flow on effect where Sevs is under so much pressure, he starts messaging me for relief, and it's just this circle of anxiety. I'm trying to relieve Sevs. You're trying to relieve Josh.
Well, he then doubles down on work stuff. He was texting me at like 10 p.m. trying to find a good file management system.
Yeah.
Then asked me at like 8:30 in the morning for our wiki logins. Yeah. Were you just trying to change subjects?
No. I was this morning, because I found a template for the wiki, right? Like I found a nice little design, and I was like, oh, I wonder what's that like to install it. And so I just wanted the login. And then last night I actually was trying to find a solution, because you asked me to try find a file, which was so easy to find.
But it was just your system.
Cool story, boys.
Great. Jem is in the comments. She says, I'm back. Did a 40-minute Pilates session. Am I Steph Smith? Yes, yet, or no? She says, hey, Jem. Queen Gronk in the comments, thank you for joining us. Just want to do a little shout out, just trying to win everyone back. But no, we really do appreciate you, Jem.
We love you, Jem. We love all of you. Thanks for joining.
It's a daily talk show.
It's been a little Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see. Tomorrow's a public holiday, but we'll be back at 11 a.m. We do the show on weekdays and 4 p.m.
Yep, 11 and 4.
So we'll see you then, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.